Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. New Jersey Senator Cory Booker is dropping out of the Democratic presidential primaries. The Democrat once again ending his presidential bid after polling and fundraising struggles. He said he always said he would not continue if there was no longer a path to victory. Cory Booker, the New Jersey senator, dropping out of the Democratic primary. Of course, more on this as word continues to come into the 1010 Winds newsroom. Stay with 1010 Winds and 1010winds.com for the latest on this developing story. And then the flood came. As you've been hearing in traffic, crews are busy cleaning up from a major water main break on the Upper West Side this morning. Water flowed into both Broadway and Columbus in the lower 60s. FDNY Commander Joseph Ferranti.
We have three buildings with significant flooding in the basements. We're in the process. We have all Special Operation Command pumps set up in two of them. And Office of Emergency Management has additional pumps coming in to start working on the third one.
The break snarled traffic and the 1, 2, and 3 train lines. The subway problems are expected to be resolved by afternoon rush. Broadway southbound, though, will be closed in the area of the break for at least a few days. The sidewalk and northbound side will be open. There may also be some periodic closings on the Columbus side area and side streets. Today, when Juliet Papa has more from the scene.
Some people took off their shoes to wade through the river that was Broadway and Columbus Avenue. These tourists came out of the Empire Hotel, which was giving their guests plastic bags to navigate the flood.
Yes. You waded through.
Waded through, yeah. Made it through in the end.
I've got wet feet, though.
Yeah.
Did you?
Wet feet.
I've got a bag full of water now, so that's nice. I have a nice wet sock all day.
Oh, no. Where are you off to today?
I'm doing the Statue of Liberty today.
Once the main was shut off, waters above ground receded quickly. But below the street level, a nightmare. Basements with 10 feet of water, boilers destroyed, and cars in below-ground parking lots completely submerged. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on West 62nd Street.
The man accused of stabbing five people at a Hanukkah celebration in Muncie will be formally charged with federal hate crimes today. 37-year-old Grafton Thomas due in Manhattan federal court for a preliminary hearing. He was indicted on several hate crime charges in the machete attack at a rabbi's home. Thomas is being held without bail in the federal case. He also faces state charges. His lawyer says Thomas has a long history of mental illness, and he's requested a psychiatric evaluation. We may learn more about the Jersey City shootout today. Federal, state, and local authorities set to give an update on the investigation later this morning. Authorities have described this incident, in which two people murdered a police detective and three others before killing themselves, as an act of domestic terrorism against Jews and police. But the details of their plans are still unclear. Many questions remain, including why they had a pipe bomb in their van. In Iran, there is anger today. Sound of protesters in Tehran chanting anti-government slogans in the wake of last week's accidental shootdown of an Ukrainian passenger jet. Correspondent Somali Malaykin is in the Iranian capital.
Iranians have been into a roller coaster of different feelings about the system. So the first hours after killing General Soleimani in Iran, people in the beginning couldn't believe it, but many of them got annoyed when they realized 176 lives were lost. Every morning, Iranians have been woken up into some news that breaks them in different ways.
In the U.S., Defense Secretary Mark Esper saying he did not see any evidence of an Iranian plot to attack four U.S. embassies, as President Trump claimed when talking about the killing of Soleimani. But he also said that he shares the president's view that probably they were going to go after U.S. embassies. Also today, a Canadian CEO's colleague lost his wife and 11-year-old son in the crash, slamming President Trump. Maple Leaf Foods head Michael McCain says the crash victims were the collateral damage of Mr. Trump's ill-conceived plan to divert attention from his political woes. Those tweets drew plenty of response, from support to threats of a boycott. Well, as subway riders face nightmarish commutes on an almost daily basis, transit advocates are demanding a timetable for proposed upgrades and improvements. Danny Perlstein from the Riders Alliance is telling 1010 Winds a lack of signal upgrades is still plaguing the whole system.
While we've started to bounce back by speeding up trains, the subway is still unreliable. That's what this year's data found. And we need a timetable to know when the MTA will upgrade the signals.
The MTA study showed signal problems delayed trains during 78% of weekday morning commutes in 2019. The debate over childhood vaccines is front and center in the New Jersey legislature again today. Lawmakers set to vote on a bill to eliminate religion as a reason not to vaccinate public school kids. Legislation does have some amendments, including that would allow private schools to accept unvaccinated students. Another has accommodations for families that have documented prior negative medical experiences with vaccines. Brooklyn's Democratic Party chair reportedly stepping down this week. Newspaper reports say Frank Sedio will resign at the Wednesday executive committee meeting. So far, there's no indication why he's stepping down. Sedio's been in a battle with financial issues over more than $2 million in debt for several Golden Corral franchises in Kentucky. That's reportedly not the issue, though. He's apparently going to push for State Assemblywoman Rodney Spichot to take over his chair. She'd be the first woman in Haitian American to lead the party. Assemblyman Walter Mosley also said to be interested. Well, let the debate begin. The Oscar nods are in.
A big morning for Joker, the villain origin story picking up the most nominations, including a Best Picture nod, along with Ford vs. Ferrari, The Irishman, Jojo Rabbit, Little Women, Marriage Story, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Parasite, and 1917. Up for Best Director, all men, Martin Scorsese for The Irishman, Todd Phillips for Joker, Sam Mendes for 1917, Quentin Tarantino for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and Parasite's Bong Joon-ho. The Oscars will air live February 9th on ABC, and for a second year in a row, no host.
Correspondent Jason Nathanson there, and the debate is already heating up over the snubs. Robert De Niro not nominated for the Oscar for the Irishman for best actor. Jennifer Lopez was shut out in Best Supporting Actress for Hustlers. Awkwafina was not nominated for The Farewell. And one of the big snubs that people are talking about right now, Greta Gerwig was not nominated for director for Little Women, although she received a screenwriting nomination. You can find the whole list of Oscar nominees at 1010wins.com. So you may be going home from the library with a hot new bestseller, but the most popular book at the New York Public Library has been around for a while. They say The Snow Day, a 1962 children's book by Ezra Jack Keats, is the most checked out book ever. More than 485,000 borrowings. Cat in the Hat's number two. George Orwell's 1984 is number three. NYPL put out the top 10 list today as part of its 125th birthday celebration.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds. Visit 1010winds.com or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.